Specializations. Introduction. If an individual wants to stand out to clients and prove that he or she is well-versed in a specific type of real estate, the best method to accomplish that is through specialization. In residential real estate, obtaining a designation is an excellent way to specialize in a particular type of property or client. For example, agents who specialize in buyers would obtain the ABR or Accredited Buyer's Representative designation. Commercial real estate is very different in that respect. Obtaining the CCIM designation is the gold standard of commercial designations, and an expensive one at that. Agents who work for a small commercial firm or even a residential company with a commercial division may gravitate toward a particular type of specialization in time. Agents who go to work for large commercial real estate firms will often find that the firm decides their agent's specializations. Once the firm decides, the agent only works transactions that apply to the specialization. If an agent's specialization within the firm is office leasing, for example, then the agent will lease space for either landlords or tenants. That agent would not be working retail shopping centers or land development deals. Most big commercial real estate firms encourage their agents to specialize. Specialization involves learning everything about a specific aspect of real estate. Using office leasing as an example, an agent begins by understanding what sets office leasing apart from other specializations. What specialized knowledge is needed to lease office space? Agents need to anticipate client expectations so that they can be prepared to meet or exceed them. They need to know the market backward and forward. Knowledge of the buildings in the region, including both positive and negative characteristics, is a must. Information about owners, leasing agents, tenant profiles, leasing, and vacancy rates is also vital. This level of specialization is especially helpful when negotiating a deal. If an agent knows that a building has an exceptionally high vacancy rate, the agent could probably negotiate a better deal for the tenant. Landlords realize that the most expensive space in a building is the empty space. Any unoccupied space is costly for a landlord, so he or she is motivated to get good tenants in the door. Many agents choose to deal in multifamily properties, retail space, or office buildings. However, the world of commercial real estate specialization is as wide and varied as the people who buy and sell it. Specializations in commercial real estate. Some specializations in commercial real estate might include industrial, mini warehouses, restaurants and clubs, convenience stores, medical, churches or religious, educational facilities, venue for sport and music or amusement parks, hotels and motels, pad sites, manufactured housing parks, funeral homes, farm and ranch, auto dealerships, golf courses, marinas, car washes, retirement homes, assisted living, daycares, sale and leaseback, and apartment buildings. Each specialization has its own set of unique requirements and special challenges. For example, agents who specialize in restaurants and clubs will need to understand and deal with parking issues and grease traps. How to be an expert in your specialization. An excellent way you can add value to your clients is to have unsurpassed, up-to-date knowledge of your specialized market. Unfortunately, this type of knowledge is often difficult to obtain because the resources for research on the commercial market are limited, often obligating agents to create the resources themselves. Up-to-date knowledge of the commercial market is very time-intensive and required focus and determination for information gathering. Remember the time-blocking technique discussed in Chapter 1? Creating resources is a good use of a time block for commercial real estate-related activities. Begin by collecting data about properties and property owners in order to create your comprehensive property database, including pictures, parking ratios, occupancy rates, etc. You can utilize that same information to build a comp book. Since there is no MLS specifically for commercial properties, and most commercial firms can be stingy with their sales information, it can be challenging for commercial agents to price properties with confidence. Many times when a property sells, no one knew that it was for sale in the first place because the commercial brokerage did not want to advertise it publicly. Instead, the brokerage opted to procure a buyer themselves without announcing it to the world. Creating a comp book will aid you in giving your seller information on pricing that you can feel confident in. You can collect pricing data for your book from other companies that are willing to share information, from websites like CoStar and LoopNet if it happens to be listed, from the real estate section of the local paper, from business journals, networking, etc. Use the pictures and property specs from your comprehensive database, along with the sales price and the date of the sale, to compare properties. The comp book is not a one-time creation that you can just assemble and forget. Your comp book is an ongoing effort that you must regularly maintain that will lend you credibility with owners when listing their properties. If a seller questions how you are determining your pricing for his property, you can show him similar properties with your pictures and specs as comparisons. Your comp book is proof to the seller that you are the expert in pricing and listing properties. Information resources. The internet serves as a valuable portal of available resources regarding commercial real estate. Listed here are just a few of the resources available to you in cyberspace. Take the time to visit the sites and do your own searches for information to keep you informed on what is happening in your local market or the world. The knowledge that you gain will help you meet and exceed your clients' needs. The Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat. Founded in 1969 at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the CTBUH website is an excellent resource to read about the latest super tall and mega tall building projects around the world. You can search the Tall and Urban Database, watch video interviews with builders and architects, and read about how the definition of a tall building has changed throughout history. Red News. The Red News is a popular publication written specifically for commercial real estate in Texas. Red News is an invaluable source for news, information, and listings for commercial agents and brokers across the state. Subscribe to their print publication or visit the Red News website.